This is JIS News. Coming up, JUTC to sell derelict buses. Over 2,000 persons receive employment under Jeep Phase 5, and Ambassador Thomas takes up duties in Washington. The news in detail after this message.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Calling all government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. The first stop will be at the Errol Flynn Marina, Portland on Friday, September 25, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SagiCorps, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, Friday, September 25 at the Errol Flynn Marina in Portland, starting at 10 a.m. See you there. Now the news. Over 2,450 persons have to date received employment under Phase 5 of the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP. Phase 5 of the initiative got underway on June 29 and is scheduled for completion by the end of November this year. Project Director for JEEP, Carolyn Gardner, says just over $385 million has been spent on projects islandwide.
Under Phase 5, we are looking at just over $385 million. And you can very well imagine, as we mentioned before, those are on projects such as the Infrastructure Development Program. We also have projects involving the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the construction of those wooden houses island-wide.
Mrs. Gardner was speaking in an interview with JIS News Monday. JEEP is one of the government's strategies to counter chronic unemployment among Jamaicans of lower socioeconomic groups. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, is moving to sell 60 old derelict buses which are of no further use to the agency. Marketing and Communications Manager at JUTC, Clinton Clark, says interested persons are invited to view the buses at the company's Rockfort Depot on Tuesday. Mr. Clark adds that based on the condition of the buses, they will most likely be converted to scrap metal. He is, however, encouraging persons and charitable organizations to consider other possible uses for the bus structures.
In some instances, they are donated to schools and communities and non-governmental organizations who use them to do things charitably, to set up like computer centers for classrooms. I mean, take for example, I know for a fact that Eltham High School now uses one of those buses as an extension to their canteen area because of a lack of space.
Mr. Clark was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The Meteorological Service of Jamaica Met Office says the scattered showers being experienced in some sections of the island is due to a tropical wave. The showers, which are mostly affecting eastern and northern parishes, are the remnants of Tropical Storm Grace. The Met Office says conditions are favorable for the rains to last until tonight.
We got some rain early this morning, and it hasn't really been significant. I mean, it hasn't been heavy rains. So we're getting lots of cloud in air, some rainfall.
Head of weather at the Met Service, Evan Thompson, speaking in an interview with JIS News Monday. The tropical wave is not expected to result in flooding or any other severe weather-related issues. And Jamaica's new ambassador to the United States, Ralph Thomas, has assumed duties in Washington, D.C. Ambassador Thomas arrived in the U.S. Capitol on September 4 and has already delivered his accreditation letters to the U.S. Department of State. He will officially present his credentials to U.S. President Barack Obama on September 17 and shortly thereafter to the Secretary General of the Organization of American States, Luis Almagro, as Jamaica's permanent representative to the organization. Appointed by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller on August 21 as Jamaica's 12th ambassador to the U.S., Ambassador Thomas succeeds Professor Stephen Vassiani, whose tour of duty ended in July. A former teaching fellow at the University of the West Indies Mona School of Business and Management, Ambassador Thomas has experience in multinational banking and trade financing and served as vice president of the Bank of New York for 22 years. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.